ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We're going to start from the Mishnah on the Afayin Testament days with Seich and Asayiv Bacherim. The Mishnah says with Seich and Asayiv Bacherim Kulam Pturim. The Gemara's Havim in it was, you have here at Seich, that's Nigma Din Lemisa, and is a sign with others, kulam turim, they're all pater, because you don't know who the Ritzayach is. You put them all in a kippah, and you kill them without the chi of misa. The Igadin kippah, we have in the Mishnah, later in Pe'alafim Beis, it says, Ha'irig nefesh shaloi be'edim achnisim eisim l'kippah, and the Gemara says it doesn't mean without edim at all, because how do you know that he killed? But the Teretz says it's edis mi'chedes, or it's without asra, or the Eidus were Mukhash Dikas and Apachakiris, so the Pshah is we know from the Eidim he killed, it's just that didn't exerce the Kosov, they can't kill them because the Eidus didn't see it together, or because there was no Asura, Ukadaima. And in that case, even though you don't give him the Mises Bezdin, but you put him in the Kippah and you kill him that way. But there Grama. So the Gemara says, who is his Achayim? If the Achayim were Ksheim, so first of all, she did a Kulam to him, and second of all, Rabbi Yehuda can't say Kainsen Eisel Kippah, if the others didn't do anything wrong. So Mavo Mishmul says, we're talking about that there was a Ritzach that was Nigma Dinai, and the other Ritzachim were Nigma Dinan. So now they have one Ritzach Shalay Nigma Dinai. So now, Rabban and Sarvi ain't going to Dina Shalom El Bafanav. The Maisi can't do the Gemara and Dina on the Ritzach Shalay Nigma Dinai, because it's not Bafanav. Because since you can't do a Gemara Din on him, because you don't know who he is, so it's not called Bafanav. So Mela, there's one Ritzach, which is not Mechli of Misa, because there was no Gemara Din. So that path is everyone. If you can't pat them totally, he came in the Ritzchim in. We know that they're all Ritzchim. Most of them were Nigma Dinai, and even the one that wasn't Nigma Dinai, he just wasn't Nigma Dinai. But where do we Makabal Eidus, Rashi says, they were not Sivanasnum Bedavar. Therefore, you put him in the kippah. So, this was the first pshat the Gemara had, and we have a few aris. Eishin Ziyadrama has his shaila. The Adrama asks, why can't you do like this? Why can't you take each and every one of these people that are Messiah and bring him in front of the Bezdin, and the Bezdin should make a Gemara Din and say like this, if you already had a Gemara Din, you already had a Gemara Din. And if you didn't have a Gemara Din, so make the Gemara Din right now. So what's the problem of Shalei Befanav? You could take, if you don't know who you're making the Gemara Din on, that's called Shalei Befanav. But here, I'm going to make a Gemara Din on this person. I maybe already has a Gemara Din. Okay, so that's fine. But if he doesn't, I'm making a Gemara Din on him. So now, either way, he's going to have a Gemara Din. That's right, the Yad Ramah. So Yad Ramah says that since the Gemara Din has to be, there's a Din of Yitzilu Eda. So before you make the Gemara Din, you have to be Mahapach B'Skusay. So if you don't know if you're making a Gemara Din on this person, maybe it was already a Gemara Din, you're not going to be able to Mahapach B'Skusay Shapir, he says. You're not going to be able to think of Skusim Vim, because you don't even know for sure if he's the guy you're making the Gemara Din on. So it's going to be Chsarna V'Tzilu Eidah. That's like the Yad Ramah. But there's an interesting Shikler of Shimon Shkop in Shar Yesher, Shar Gimel Perik Beis, which he said before he saw the Yad Ramah, that he was mutching a little bit on the Shaila. Now, Taisa says that you can't, the Gemara there is Mavur, that you can't kill somebody because of Simanim. Let's say you don't know who the Ritzach is, but you know Simanim. The Eidim say, we know someone with this and this Simon killed. And we find the person with this and this Simon. So the Simon tells us that he killed. You know, you could use Simanim to be Meshav and Aveda, that someone lost something with this and this Simon. We know it's this is the thing that he lost because he had this Simon. So why don't we use it to kill somebody? We know that Pliny with this and this Simon killed. Why can't you kill him? But Taisa says it's not enough to kill him. It's not enough Eidus to kill him. It's not enough Adina Nefashis. He says by Mamanus also it's not enough to Yimaitzi from a Mugzik. The Taisa talks about it. So if Shimon wanted to say a shtickle, not like Taisa, why he can't kill someone on a day Simonim, that he says like this. He asked the Adramas Kasha himself, that what's the pshat that if you don't know who the Ritzayach is, you can't be Gemara Din because you need Befanav, why don't you say, take each one, and say, Mimanav Shach, if he had a Gemara Din already, then he has a Gemara Din, and if not, we'll make the Gemara Din now. He says, Vaista, he said, Befanav doesn't mean that the person's here, and you could see him. Befanav means you have to know who he is. You have to know that he's the person. You have to know that you're making a Gemara Din on him. So here, each one they go and make a Gemara Din on, they don't know that he's making a Gemara Din on that person. So that's a chsanim befanav, because you don't know that you're making the Gemara Din on this person. If you have a suffix, if this is the person that you're making a Gemara Din on or not, that's not called befanav, even though mimanav shechik could kill him, because if he's not the person, then he already had a Gemara Din. So zakta azai. So if that's true, that a Gemara Din needs a yediyah, they have to know about it, so he already has a yesaid that for yediyah, rave doesn't help. Rave helps if the din is tully. This says if the din is tully on someone's yediyah, rave doesn't give him that yediyah. If the din is tully, if something is true or not, rave says that it's true and we could do it. But if the din is tully on us knowing that it's true, rave doesn't make us know that it's true. Rave means that Allah, we can on that way, but it's not called the yediyah. That's why he wants the taina that, let's say like this, let's say you would have rave of the people that's not nigma the din, and one person that's nigma the din. It's mustabra also you can't make. Mustabra, it's the same thing, even though the Gemara says the other way, that one person was not nigma the din, the rest was nigma the din. Mustabra was just the rebusa. Even though everyone was nigma the din already, this one person's loy nigma the din is going to mess it all up. But who are din, if you have rave people that weren't nigma the din, and one was nigma the din? So what's wrong in that case? Why don't we say in that case that the rave is machriya, that it wasn't nigma din, and mamela is called befanav? So he says, vice dice, something you need a yediyah, rave is not called yediyah. So that's how he wants to explain about samanim also, that samanim kataka be mavar, something la locha, that we have a right to them on la locha, it's that way. It gives us a lachic assumption, but it's not called we know. So if the locha requires knowledge, samanim are not enough. So male, that's why you can't kill someone like they simanim, because you're not being, he's not, it's not called bifnei baldin, because we don't know that he's the baldin. We only know through simanim, that's not called the yediyah. And gavaldigi yisayin, but he says that taisus lemaisa there says a different pshat. Taisus tam says simanim are in kenug to yimaitzi from a muzik. So then his taka says that sure, he saw the yad ramah. You see from the yad ramah, not like it's yisayin. You see from the yad ramah, there's no din that bezin has to know that they're making the gemara din. There's no din that bezin has to know that he's the baldover. It's tamanai din of its siluay, the after mahapach beskusay. So Mela, since you don't know what he's being chayef for this or for the other things, you can argue mahapach beskusay shapir. But that wouldn't apply to Simonim, because you know why you're trying to be mechayef him. And you know who he is. So Mela, you're going to try to be mahapach beskusay. So that's why he says, Taisus mustam holds like the Adra Ma, that there's no din that the bezin has to know who he is. It's tamad din that if we don't know, if we're trying to make the Gemara Din for this Ritzicha, or the Rebbe was the Gemara Din for a previous Ritzicha, so then you can't be Mahapach B'skusei Shapir. And that wouldn't apply when Edom come and say, the Plan Yidahai Simana Katal, because there you know what you're trying to Mechayev him for, and you know who you're being Mechayev. It's just that Edom didn't recognize him. They're trying to only figure out that he was the Ritzach because of Simanim. So if Simanim would be good enough to be a halacha to Neman, then it's him. So you would be able to mechayev misa. That's why Taisa says that from there you see that Simanim aren't good enough. Al kapanim, what's the gate to our sugya? The Adraman is saying that the Yisayid is why you can't do this mimanav shech is because you won't be able to mehapach b'skuse b'chsayim v'tzilu eida. And lulei divi the Ramah, the Pshimim wanted to learn that there's a din that is not called befanav unless Bezin knows who he is. So if Bezin is making a Gemara Din, but they don't know if they're making a Gemara Din. Maybe there already was a Gemara Din. So that's not cool that they know who the Baldover is. They don't know he's a Baldover. It's just Mimanov Shech, he's going to be Nareg. So that's a Chsarin in the fun of. Now also, we have to understand, what's the Pshat of this Machlaikas? One is if Yehuda hold Kain Sinai Silekipa, and they're a bun and hold that you're not Kain Sinai Silekipa, you're part to all of them. I mean, we find in the Mishnah later that a Ritzeach, that you can't kill with Mises Bezin, you can't say Neisel Lekipa. Lamais, it's only a din of Ritzeach. The Rambam says there in Perek Dalin, Hilchas Ritzeach, Halacha Tess, and Neisel Davos El Hashayim, Chuyv Mises Bezin. Because it's Ritzeach is Ashkosis Yeshuv Shalom, even if I desire in Chal Shamas, which are really worse than Ritzeach and Mitzad the Aveirub, and Mitzad the Yeshuv Shalom, they're not worse. That's why the Teres Chaim says that that's why the Mishnah is talking about Ritzeach, because Kain Sinai Selekip is Dafka Ritzeach. Why don't they just say, Kol Chaim V'Misa Shinesarvu Ba'Cherim is Peturim, because you don't have Reb Yehuda, but Kain Sinai Selekip, it's only Dibber Ritzeach. But the Shail is, Lamaisa, the Rabbanan say you're not kind to nice little kippah. And Lamaisa, the Gemara's maskana was, the Shlokish says, Badam Kama Pligi the Batiri. So everyone's masking that you're not kind to this kippah, but why not? L'chaya, we're dealing with the Vader Itzeach, all of them are Nigma Dinai, and one of them is Lo Nigma Dinai, but also we know he's a Itzeach. What's wrong with being kind to nice little kippah? So the Adrama says that by kippahs, dafka, when you have Edom, you have Edom Mi'chedes, you don't have Asra, but you have Edom, and you're able to make a Gemara and Din Alpi the Edom Ba'ape. In other words, the Adrama is saying that the Din of Kippah also needs a Gemara and Din Befanov, which is the Chayr Chiddush, because the Chayr Kippah is not the Pshat that it's a real Mises Bezdin, it's just to make sure that the Ritzeach, that the Ritzeach has to get killed outside of Shkosi Shalalom. The Lachar is a state in the Adar Man, that's how he teaches the Gemara, that's why it's Potter. That is the Chazinish in Simon Chafalef, he says that he holds that a Kippah has all the Chayim of Din and Nefashis and all the 10 things, Lagabi the Din of, all the 10 things in the Mishnah earlier in the fourth parak in Daf Lamed Beis, Lagabi the Din of Matan al Pishnayim Lachla, L'chayva and Alpi Echad L'schus and L'gabe the din of Machziun L'schus V'Machziun L'chayva and L'gabe the din of Talmud is Malamed Schus and Kabi Malamed Chayva and all these things the Vitzilu Eda applies to a keeper also, and it means the Raya from the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara in Gittin was talking about keeper, at least that's what Rashi says, and the Gemara there says that the reason why we don't assume that he died is because Dil Mechazi Schus, and Rashi says it is Sus Ratzum Amidai. And he brings a raya from this Gemara, because he's learning the Gemara like the Yad Ramah, and he says, that you see from this Gemara, you need the Gemara Dina, he has to be Befanav. Vayis Dais, if a keeper, you need the Gemara Din Befanav. And the Brisk Rav in Zvachim, also in the beginning of the 8th paragraph of Zvachim, the Fayinam and Beis in Zvachim, also says the same thing as Mitzadda, the same thing, that's the Yisoid, why they patted, because keeper needs a Gemara Din Befanav. But he says that Rashi says not that way, because Rashi, in Divya Maskel de Ptiri, he says the reason why they patted him, Rashi says, because it's Vitzilu Eida. The fact that Brisk Rav doesn't understand the Rashi. What's the Vitzilu Eida? They're all right slim. That most of them are Nigma Dina, and this one even is not Nigma Dina, but we already have the Eida, so already Nasim and Nasim Adav, and I know he's a Ritzeach. What's the Vitzilu Eida? No one's saying he's not a Ritzeach. So he means to ask me, Manavshach, if you talk and need a Gemara and Din Befana for Kippah, so why have to come on Vitzilu Eida? Elamai, you don't need a Gemara and Din Befana for Kippah, so where is the Vitzilu Eida? L'chayah very shveh, how do you learn up Rashi that he stores in Vitzilu Eida, the reason why the Ptiri, and L'chayah means the reason why the Ptiri, meaning why there's no Kippah, because why there's no Misa, we know why there's no Misa, because Engram didn't shalom him ela b'fanav. He's L'chayah explaining why there's no Kippah, and he says Vitzilu Eida, what's the Pshat in Rashi? So I think Pshat in Rashi is like this, that be'etzim, to make a Gemar Din for Kippah, Yitaka need fun of, because Gemara Din always needs the fun of. But Rashi before that says v'kevin ritzeichu. Rashi says she kiblu edus v'nasna v'nasna b'davar. In other words, Rashi is bothered. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say you kindness them l'kippah? Because the old ritzchem, how do you know he's a ritzeich? There was no Gemara Din. So Rashi says because since he had a kabbalas edus in the masu matan, that tells you he's a ritzeich. That's genug to put him in the kippah. So then now they were saying the kuli alma the b'tiri zok Rashi because held v'kechad l'nigma dinai. So Rashi is saying, because even though we have a Kabbalah's Eidus and an Asna and Asna Medavar, but since we're missing the final stage, we're missing the Gemara Din, that's called a Raya L'schus. There we have Vitzilu Eida. So why not Taka do the final stage and do the Gemara Din? That's because it's Shaloi B'fanav. There's no such thing as a Gemara Din Shaloi B'fanav. But Kol Kamu, we're missing a Gemara Din, be'etzim for kippah, you wouldn't need a Gemara Din. A Gemara Din is for Misa. But when you don't have a Gemara Din, so that's called a schus, ein loch schus, godlo mizem, for that you have a tzilu eida. L'maisa is a little bit shver in svara, because the reason why I don't have a Gemara Din is a technicality. L'maisa, you could go through the process of the Gemara Din and know for sure. So if be'etzim mitzad the din kippah, you don't need a Gemara Din, so why does Vitzilu Eida say that you need a Gemara Din? I'm not sure, but I think as I stated in Rashi, you put the two Rashis together. Rashi says at the time why you are machtas in l'kippah, where the Gemara says because kevin the reitzchen inu, and Rashi explains he's a ritzeich even though we don't have a Gemara Din, but you have a Kabbalah's Eidus and nasav b'davar. It's genug to say he's a ritzeich for kippah, And then Rashi explains the Tam the other way to Ptiri, because since you don't have a Gemara Din, it's called a S'chus. It's not attached to that we be'etzim have a Safik, but it's called a S'chus. Ein lo S'chus Golem is ever. Rachmana v'tzilu eid, v'tzilu eid is mechayiv, that you can't kill him without a Gemara Din, even though the killing is a keeper, and be'etzim you wouldn't need a Gemara Din. That's the Chayish state in Rashi. So Bekitzer, the reason why the Gemara thought, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he could be kindness on the keeper is, because for keeper you don't need a Gemara Din, or upon him you don't need a Gemara Din. But fun of that's what the Gemara thought, but there are banan that say you potter in the maskana, everyone holds you potter. The Adra Ramah says, stam, because keeper also you need a Gemara Din b'fun of. You need a Gemara Din b'fun of by keeper. And as they state in the Chazinish, and the Brisker of, but the Brisker is part of the Rashi says, with Tzilu Eidah. So I'm learning up in Rashi, that be'etzim, the din of kibbeh be'etzim doesn't need a gemara din, but kol kami you don't have the gemara din, if then that's called a schus, you could use v'tzilu eidah to save him from the kibbeh because you don't have a gemara din. Hagabonim, the maskanas of gemara is that eretzeach shaloi nigman dinai, that was assigned with the other reitzim shenigman dinam, apart to legami, and that's the Rambam Paskins in Perek Dalanuch, seseach lachazayin, and the Rambam says at the end, v'oishun es kulon, you lock them all up. Shaz, where did the Rambam get that from? The Kesef Mishnah says he got it because it says in this parak, Sha'ishim is a makabe base of Sayyam Miyat. And that's talking about somebody who hit somebody, ba'ifin, that he be'evenai be'egreif, and v'lo yomas v'nafal amishkav. So in that case, he hit him a makas misa, and he didn't die, so you have to lock him up because maybe he's going to die, and then he'll be Mechayev Misa. So the Keren Eir in Zvachim brings it down. He's bothered with the Rambam Gav Oishnei Simiyad. And he said the Kesef Mishnah's Mekar L'Chayah doesn't apply here. That's talking about we had Edom and Asra, and the thing is he didn't die yet. So you lock him up because in case he dies, then you're going to be Mechayev Misa. So that's why you lock him up the violin. He shouldn't escape. So she will do Mechayev Misa. Mashenkin, they're not Chayev Misa. They're Potef Misa. There's no way to Mechayev the Misa. Where's the Rambam getting you should lock them up? The Aruch Haner, Eifenart, says that that's how the Rambam learned Kain Sinaisa L'Kippa. He didn't learn like Rashi that Kain Sinaisa L'Kippa means like the Kippa we have on Pe'alef and Mebeis, that you give him, you starve him to death, that you give him the Lechem Tzor and the Mayim Lachetz and the Sarim at Shibaka Krisai. He learned Kain Sinaisa L'Kippa means you lock him up in jail. But it's a parallel because the Gemara says that was Rabbi Huda Sheet, the Kain Sinaisa L'Kippa. The Meister Rabbanan say Yepatin. Even the Gemara says, Ba'adam Kama Pligi de Petiri. So how could that be the pshat in the Rambam? Why would the Rambam pass in kind of nice to keep up? But the Ar Sameach says about Shein Pshat. He says the Rambam said early in Perek Beis that someone who hires a hitman to kill somebody or someone is kafsis chaveh v'nichl if ne'ari, like we had before in the Gemara, the different times that you putter. So he says a sheifik damim that v'ne riga biyadeh rechayiv misiv dey shemayim, but they don't have misiv bezdin. And he says that if the Melech wants to kill them, but didn't Malchus, he's allowed to. And then he said, if the Melech didn't kill them, and it was lo yisash atzricha l'chazik adover, so Bezin is still mechuyiv l'kaisim makar rabba krevu l'misa v'lesh reisim amatsu amatsu kshanim rabbis. They have to put him in jail for many years. L'tzarim b'chol minei tzar. L'chay, that's a pshan the Rambam, the oisun oisam, because they are reitzchim. Most of them were nigma din l'ritzicha, and the other one was a nigma dina, but that was a technicality. You can't kill them. But you can lock them up like you lock up any ritzeach, which is part of Femisa. So let's go weiter. Rish Lakish says that we're talking about a shor shaloi nigmar dinah yishinasai v'shor mechem shenigmar dinah. We're talking about a shor that was not nigmar dinah with shvor mechem shenigmar dinah. By an adam of adi is pater, by a shor, that's the shayla. The rabbanon hold that they're pater, because ain't gaim and dinish a shayla b'fana. Therefore, they're all pater. And Yehuda says kain sinaisa l'kippa. So Taisus brings down that the Rivam asked the kasha to Rabbeinu Tam that here in the Gemara says that when you have that a shor shaloi nigmar dinai, that's mesarev with shvarim shenigmar dinam, even though most of the shvarim were nigmar dinam, but you have one shor shaloi nimidim in between them, so they all become pater. And the Gemara in Zvachim says fakert. The Gemara in Zvachim says that when you have Zvachim, when you have Karbanis, and one Shor and Niskel gets mixed up in the Karbanis, all of them have to be put to death. So what's the pshat? Here the Gemara says that even if you have all the Shorim that are Nigma Dinam, and one Shor, Shaloi Nigma Dinam, gets in between them, already they're all potter. And there it says that if you have all these karbanis, and there's talking about even karbanis, here we're just talking about behemoth schulin, they were talking about even karbanis, you're messing up 1,000 karbanis because of one char niskel between them, you put them all to death. What's the pshat? As I fact, the Rivam Akash. And because of that, the Rivam changed the girsa here. He said there was a sefer Yoshin had the girsa changed. And Avada, if you have one char that was nigma dinai, they're all going to be asi and musukul, like it says in Zvachim. But the girsa of the Gemara is that the shor that was nigma dinai, I mean the shor that was loy nigma dinai was a sign with shvarim acherim stamazai. So now there is no shor niskel here because all the shvarim are regular ksherim, and you have one shor that was loy nigma dinai that's here, and you can't be going in the din of the shor al b'fanav. So mameli you pat to them all, and if you know the chiddush since Sfarat is a shor is supposed to be niskel, see a kindness of lekipa even though there was no gemar din. So the Brisk Ravdi and Zvachim, it's the same Taiz in Zvachim, Shtal Tzachav, that what's Rivam's Kasha Bechlal? That Gemara, it says Yemusu Kulin, is not talking about Mrs. Bezdin. That Gemara means that they're all Isuri Hano. And in Chinami, if one Shor that was Nigma Din and one Shor and Iskel and all these Shvarim, they're all Asabano because it's not Batal, but Chayim aren't Batal. And in Mel, everything's Asabano. But Agamara says Paitrim. You don't have no Din Mrs. Bezdin. There's no Din Mrs. Bezdin. What's the Shaykh is the two things? I think the Rivam was naming on that if it's asa b'na anyway, so why not stone them all? You can't do anything with them. So why not stone them all and you'd be mekayin the mitzvah skila with the shvar that was nigma dinai or the shvar that were nigma dinai? The Al-Kabana Ben Tam wants to say, I know that maybe you go basarayif, it's only by kachim you don't go basarayif. Ben Tam is mayra chalat with a lot of turism to the kasha. He says one pshat that yipata them because gzeir shvarim atu adam. That's why you don't give a skila, because if they give skila to the shvarim, so they'll give skila to people also. And that gemara, since it's talking about karbanis, and karbanis people might be nichshel and then in meila, so meila, that's why you have to kill them. And then he says another thing, that a shor niskel is not asa michaim. You can have enough from a shor niskel till it dies. And the shayim will talk about it. They all are going to be in a time. They hold the shor niskel is asa michaim. But in time says it's big yisayid that a shor niskel is not asa michaim. So Mel and that Gemara, where it's karbanis, anyway, there's an Isser Anah because it's a carbon, and you can't bring them as a carbon because it's a Shor Niskel there. So Mel, you have to kill them all. Mashen can hear, you don't have to kill them because until they die, the Mutta Ba'anah. But it's a bissel shred to me, the whole Arichas of Rebbeinu Tam, because it's Mashmi Hosaway Lameisa. The Gemara in the end says clearly, like the Girsam, like the Pshat that the Rivam says, Lachar, it's only a Shail in the Havamina. The Mimi reads it with a Clarkite. He says, Rebbeinu Tam, Lachar, it's only in the Havamina. The Chayla Maskana, everyone's maskim to this din that Sharish Nigma Dinish and Sarah Bashwar Mechayim Ma'al Yisaiklanais. And the Gemara says that Mefurish in Rav is Maskana. It's only Mishlakish. Mishlakish said, according to Agirsa, that the Machlaikis is a Sharish Lenigma Dinish and Sarah Bashwar Mechayim Shenigma Dinan. They either are Banan Pat to everyone. And Abiyudah says, Kain Sinaisa Lakipa. But that's only in Mishlakish. The Chayin Rav, it's Mefurish not the way. In Rav, it's Mefurish that even one Shor that was Nigma Dina and it's a Sarah B'Shor Mechayim Aliyah is cycling cool, like we'll see. Al-Kabanim, Rav didn't like the Pshat, because if we're talking about Shvarim, so what does it mean the Braisa that's said on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, with Seyakshin Asarev Acherim, Kulam Pturim, and Abiyasi says, I feel Abba Chalafta B'Neim. Even if my father Chalafta was such a big tzaddik, is B'Neim, they're also Kulam Pturim. That doesn't have any pshat according to Rish Lakish. So Rav says a whole new pshat. Ritzayach shen asarev ba'acherim kulam turim and kain sinais l'kibah is two different cases. Ritzayach shen asarev ba'acherim kulam turim is talking about a case not that the Ritzayach was nigma dinai and was asarev with someone else, but it's talking about in the original Ritzicha, we don't know who the Ritzayach was and who the innocent person was. It was Shnayim, Shayim, the Vyatza, Chetsu, Menem, Vaharek, Shnayim, Turim. That's a case of the Mishnah Ritzayach, Shnayim, Asarev, Ba'acherim, that we never knew who the Ritzayach was. It was never Hooker. There was one Ritzayach between two people, and we don't know who it is. And in that, it basically says, Rechting, I feel Abba Chalafta B'Neim, even if one of them was a tremendous tzaddik, and the other was not such a tzaddik. But it doesn't matter, we don't know who it is, we pat to both of them. And then the Kain Sinais Lakib is going on a new din, that the Rabbanan say that Shor Shnigma Dinai Shin Asarev B'Shvarim Mechayim Al Yisaiklunaisam. Even if there's one Shor that's Nigma Dinai, that's Asarev with the other Shvarim, you give them all Skila. Even though Ru'u Reivit Shvarim Apater. But what's the difference? You like to kill a Shor, I mean it's only maybe Al Tzmal Tashkas, whatever, but here anyway, once is a Teruvus of a Shor Aniskel, the Rishayim and Emingon, and this is the Chayin Alak Rabbeinu Tam, that was saying different Eterim. That's what I was bothered. Rebbeinu Tam doesn't seem to be going to Maskana. But the Rishayim explained this din because once a Sharon Iskel is Nisarev, Balachayim aren't Batal, and they hold that a Sharon Iskel is Asa Michayim, and anyway, everything's Asa Banoah. So you have to kill them anyway. Might as well stone them all, and that way you'll be Mekayim the din skila with the Sharon Iskel. And Rabbi Yudai Mekayim Tzenei Sela Kippur, Rashi says, since Lamais there's only one Shar that's supposed to be Niskel, Roy Vidishvarim not supposed to be Niskel, so you're not Machiach Bezen to recycle them. You just bring them to the keeper and you kill them, you starve them to death out of hunger. So on the din of Shnayim Shaim the Yatzach Heitzi B'nei V'Horeg, I saw interesting Arif from Rav Shmuel Zavsky. He brings down Ar Sameach, Perek Dal Nol Chesed Esolach Ha'alef, and also the Zeche Yitzchak says this in Simen Yud Ches Anaf Beis, that we had a sugya earlier in the end of the fourth Perek, that the Mishnah says that you can't kill on Yedei Umdana. And the Rambam Shita is, even an Umdana Berura, even an Umdana Vados, is Xerius Akasav that you can kill on Yedei Umdana, even Umdana Vados. He brings this one in the Tariq Vitzis he holds. We spoke about it then at the end of the fourth Perek. That's the Rambam Shita. It's in Perichof, Hilchas and Ejun, Alacha Aleph. It's in the Sefer Mitzvah, Simon, Mitzvah Reish, Loisa Sey Reish Tzaddik. Then he learns that from Noki Vitzaddik Al Tarik, that there's a din that a Bezin is not Einshim, Oimed Adas, Alpe Eden, Beria, Brua, even if it's Mamish Klar. So the Arsa Meich and the Zeche Yitzchak say that's Dafka Mises Bezdin. But Kippa, that even Edus, which is not Edus Ria, even Edus from Umdana, is good enough for Kippa. Because any Edus that's Kasha Vedin Imamnes is good enough for Kippa. Just like you find Edus Miechedes, or Edus Hochesh Bedikais. And that's not good enough for Dine Imamnes. Because Edus, it says, Layumas Api Eidachad. I mean, that's not good enough for Nefashis. Layumas Api Eidachad. That there's a din, that Misa has to be with Edus together. But for Imamnes, it's good enough. So who in the Umdana, which is good enough for Mamanis, is good enough for Kippa, even though it's not good enough for Nefashis? That's what the Achreinim say. So Rav Shmuel Zavsky is a little bothered by this. He says, Mechateisa, Lechayre, Kippa is Dini Nefashis. Mustam means the Bezen Shalchav Gimel. Like we said, from the Chazanish, it needs all the Chumris of Dini Nefashis. Mustam, there's a Din Edis Mechad, this is Kasha by Kippa. But I think that Pshat is Richtig, though. Because Legabe shafing a din of din in the fash is exerus akasiv, you need riyah. That's why edus mechedes doesn't work because you don't have the riyah together. The umdana, like we're saying, is not the pshat that we have a suffix if it really happened or not. We don't have a suffix. It's a din exerus akasiv, you need riyah. That's exerus akasiv legabe the din of din in the fash. Legabe kippa, once you see that edus mechedes is good, you don't have that exerus akasiv. And a chashab bedikas and not a chashab achiris is good. So who would an umdana, which is be'etzim, yeah, klarizach, it's exerus akasav, nokiv etzadik al tarik, that exerus akasav is only a Mrs. Bezin and a kippa. Doesn't have done the arsameach and the vitzel panovich. Now, Shulzavsky asks that agamar that says that afilo abba chalafta beneim, it doesn't work, l'charid ibshad is, it's umdana. So, enechinami, you can't be mechai of the second one, b'dinin nefashis, but why can't you be kindness of the kippa? Why did it say that he's potter, but he can't say nice to the keeper? Elamai, umdana doesn't work for keeper also. That's tiny of Shmuzovsky and he blibes shver. That was in the Shia, and in the notes, they have it on the bottom of the Shur of Shmuzovsky, have what he wrote in the notes. There he said that Lechay, it's not so shver. Because even for Dine Mominus, we pass an umdana doesn't work. Only an umdana vadois works for Dine Mominus. That's what we pass. And if Acha holds Gamal Oicha Ben Egmal and Bidush is a Hargoy, that you could pass him with the umdana she'en gemur by mamanis. If it seems that way, circumstantial evidence is reglaim ladov, it's good enough. But we don't pass him that way. We pass him like the Rabbanan. The gamal eichem ben egmalim doesn't work by dinim mamanis. Now what works by dinim mamanis is an umdana brua she'en kamayu, an umdana which you know 100% sure, you just didn't see it. There's no two ways about it. It's impossible for anything else to have happened. I say, Rav Acha holds, as long as it's beyond reasonable doubt, that's good enough, even though it is shayich, that it didn't happen. But no, it has to be beyond any doubt, reasonable or unreasonable. But that's from ominous. Now, shayich of a nefashis, even when it's beyond any doubt, but lamaisa, there was no riyah, lamaisa coming on to umdana, even though it's without any doubt, that's the Rambam Shita that doesn't work within nefashis. That's what the Achreinim are saying, that for kippah it's good enough. Now, shayich in an umdana like this, Gemara of Abba Chalafta, it's not, though it's unlikely Abba Chalafta killed him, but it's not impossible. It could be Abba Chalafta was the one that killed him. So in this case of Abba Chalafta, it's not the pshat, it's beyond any doubt klal. It's beyond any reasonable doubt. It doesn't make sense that Abba Chalafta should do it. So we have an umdana, Erglayim Ludov was the other guy. That we paskin doesn't work for Mamanis also. So Mele Kolshken, it wouldn't work for Kippa. And Mele, it's not Shver. This Gemara on the side of the Achrenim. So Bekitza, Rava learns up the mission like this. It's Seikshin Asayim Ba'achayim, Kulam Peturim means that a chetz came out from two people. Kulam Peturim means because you don't know who did it. And even Abba Chalafta Benem, and Umdin is not enough to Mechayim the other guy. And then there are one old another din that a shorish enigma and dinaish and saiv and shorim mechayim ma'aliya the all cyclonaisa. And if you this says kind to nice the keeper, there are one and say cyclonaisa, even the ravenam and ampene skila, but since all anyway else about no, so why not mechayim mitzvah skila? You're going to get the mitzvah skila on the one that taka deserves skila. And if you this says no, since rave don't deserve skila, you're not maturing them, you're kind to nice to the keeper. And then why says about Tanya? And we have a Bryce saying the same thing that Rava said. Parish and misa vakach yolda. A part that killed and then gave birth, if she gave birth before the Gemara Din, the Vlad is Mutter. But if she gave birth after the Gemara Din, the Vlad is Aser, because the Gemara Din is Chal and the Vlad also, because Ubi Erechim Erashi says. Let's say the Vlad is Nisayev with the other Shvarim, and even other Shvarim with other Shvarim. Kulanes, Kainz and Eisel Akipa, you Kainz and Eisel Akipa. You kill them all. Rabbezim Shimonam, Vinez Bezim Cyclone, they say. Fakai, you bring them to Bezim and give them skila. So the Gemara wants to bring Vatanya bin Chusa, that this is the same thing that Rav is saying. As Evi, the Rav is learning up the Machlaikis in the Mishnah, when a Sharish Enigma Dinesh and the Sarva Vishwar Mechayim, did they get skila? Or you can't say the keeper? Here's the same Machlaikis over here, by the Shar, the Vlad was the Sarva Mechayim, that Tanakamis is kind of the keeper, that goes like a Behud in the Mishnah. And Lezim Shimon says, Mavina Slebezim Seklanes, and that goes like the Tanakam of the Mishnah. But there's a Shvekan and the Rambam. Because the Rambam Paskins, like the Tanakam and the Mishnah, Shoishlo Enig Medinish and Asayim Beshoah Mechayim, Kulam Peturim, Fishayin Gai Medinish Asherel Befnei Asher Kedina Adam. That's if the Shoah was Lo Enig Medinish and Asayim Beshoah Mechayim Malia. But if it was Enig Medinim Ak and Asayim Mechayim, if you bell of Kul Niskol, that's like the Mishnah, they all become Niskol. That's what the Rambam says in Nochas Iskemam and Perik Yad Alpha Locha Yud. But in Nochin Bezi says that Nochav Emisav Akach Nesabra, if it was Negeach and Emisav Akach Nesabra, imachal Enig Medina Nesabra Viol the Kaidig Medin Vod the Mutter. I think Gemara says because the Vod was Nesabra after the Nikicha and it was Neulin before the Gemara Din, and that's about the Mutter. Viol the Akach Medin Vod the Asa Shubi Erech Imehu. And if it's nailed after my din, the vod is also because ubi achim moving. If sarev vod zeh bachayim, kainzin is cool mekipat sheyamusur shal. So chayit shvei, the Gemara says that this case by vlad, the brisa says tanakam says kainzin is lekipataka, and Abuzer b'shimon says mevina is lebezim v'seiklo neisan. So why the Rambam paskin by the shor itself? The Rambam paskins that a shor shenig medinish and the sarevim shvarim achayim. The Rambam says you cycle all of them, but by the vlad. He doesn't say you cycle all of them. He says that you kind of call in the keeper. What's the pshat? So the Mechaschinich asks Kasha in Mitzvah and Beis, and he says that the Rambam wanted to paskin like the Tanakam of the Mishnah. That's the Chachamim. So Melo by the Kshari paskin cycling kulam, but Leilu Chisu by the Vlad. There the Tanakam of the Brisa says kind of nice the keeper, and the Beis of Shim and the Yochit says maybe nice the Beis of a cycle nicer. So they wanted to paskin like the Tanakam. And what's the Chilik? So Mechas Chinuch says a story like this, that the Shor itself that killed, even though it's a sire with Roiv Shvarim that didn't kill, but there's a din of Be'arter Omikirbechen that tells you to go and make a skila. Now Shengin the Vlad, even though the Vlad is Mechuyiv skila, but Al-Kopanim is no din of Be'arter Omikirbechen, because the Vlad wasn't the one that was Negeach B'chlal. The Vlad was in Saba and in Negeacha. So since the Vlad was in Negeach, Enechinami is Mechuyiv skila, but you don't really have a din of Be'arter Omikirbechen, and the male, if it's in Sire of Be'acherim, you don't do skila. That's like the Minchas Chinuch. Now, Biskirov there, in Zochem Daf Ayin, he says more Pashit. He says that the din of the Vlad is only, Obi Yechima can only give it a din that it's Asubano. Obi Yechima can't give it a din that it's Niskal. Obi Yechima means that it's also just like the Ima is also the Chalais Isser is Chal. Now, Shengen Echiv to be cycled, then it can't get out to Ubi Erchimah. He's Medayik in the Rashi. Rashi, the Maskel Vodah also says, the Ubi Erchimahu, V'gamu neser b'gmayden imay. Says it's neser. Don't say it's cyclin. But it's shver on both the minchas chinuch chilek that he says there is a din skila. Malkoponim is no din abiyater or mekubecha. So when it's nisarev, there won't be a din skila. Or even on the briski rav's chilek that bechlal is no din skila on the vlad. Because Rabbi Yerachim just gives it a chalais isser. No, I can't give it a din skila. But the Gemara puts the two together. The Gemara, when it said that Rav is pshat in the Mishnah, that Shor Shenigma Dinish Nisar Mishor Mechelim Kulam Niskalim, and Abudis is Kainsas Lukipa, and it says, Vatanya Benichusa, in this case of a Shor Shemis of Akach Yolda, that Imish Nigma the Yolda Vlada Asr, and there it says, Asar Bechelim, is Kainsas Lukipa, the Blazim Shimon says, Cyclone Isam, and the Gemara seems to put the two together. So how could the Rambam be Mechalik and say by the Shor itself there's a din of Cyclone Kulan? Mashenke by the Vlad is a din of Kainz and Eisel Akipa when the Gemara puts the two together. As I think the Brisker Rav in his own pshat, the Lechay it's also Shrein and Milchitz Chinuch's pshat. No, the Brisker Rav is really Mechavim to the Yad Ramah. Because the Yad Ramah here says, Mamish is Svar of the Brisker Rav. He says, even if it's also Ba'no of Agav the Gemara Din, but Skila won't, because it wasn't Ima B'shas Negicha. Ubi Yerachim, could only make a Chalais Yisr, no, I can't make a Chalais that it was Niskal if it wasn't there B'shas Negicha. But the Adraman learns Pshat in the Gemara that when it says Nisarev Bachayim is not going on the Vlad. Nisarev Bachayim is going on the Aim. It's saying two dinim in the Braisa. One din is Parish and Mizgach Yolda, that a Machaloinim with Dini Yolda Vlad, the Mutim Shim with Dini Yolda Vlad, the that's one din, and that's with the Vlad. Nisarev Bachayim is not going on the Vlad. Nisarev Bachayim is going on the Aim. But then it's Mamish that Machlaikis of Kainz and Eisel Akipa, or maybe it's Bezim of Cyclone Eisel. And that's where the Adramah says that the Vlad, you can't learn it's going on the Vlad, because the Vlad, there can't be a Din Skila, Ubi Yerachimah can't give it a Din Skila, only Din Isra'ana. The Briskarov is Machavin to the Adramah. But the Ramam is not Mashmilit the way, because the Ramam says the Din of Kainz and Eisel Akipa by the case where the Vlad is Nasarev. If the Gemara was talking about the Ain, and the Din is Cyclone Eisel, so why does the Ramam say a Din which isn't in the Gemara? That when the Vlad is Nesarev, it's Kainz and Eisel Akipa. According to the Adramah, that din's not in the Gemara anywhere. The Gemara is talking about if the Aim's Nesarev. And we paskin, the Tanakhamis is Kainz and Eisel Akipa, and we paskin like a Buzz of Shimon, that it's Niskolin, the old Niskolin. And never talks about if Vlad's Nesarev. The Rambam that says that when the Vlad's Nesarev, you Kainz and Eisel Akipa, it's Mashmi learned that way the Gemara. And still, as you Mechalot in the Vlad and the Aim, the Chayrit Shver, how can Mechalot in the Vlad and the Aim when the Gemara doesn't say that? But the emes is a grach al hashas that says a different pshat, that says, that's mechala between if the ubu is there b'shas and negicha or not. And Chaim says like this, the Gemara is mavur, there's two cases of a vlad being niskal. One case is Rav's case of vlad and negachas asa hi vlad and nachu, vlad and negachas asa hi vlad and irvu. That when the vlad was there b'shas and negicha. And there, even if it was nailed before the Gemara din, that was what the Gemara's kasha was. Even if it's noiled before the Gemara din, it's still a din skila. That's the Gemara. The Gemara had a kasha from the Braisa to Rav, because the Braisa said that if it's im achloi nigba din yold of vlad the mutter, Rav says that vlad and agachas aser hiu vlad the nachu. So even if it was yold the koy the Gemara din, it's aser. So that's one case of vlad and agachas. If it was there b'shas the negicha, the second case is when it wasn't there b'shas the negicha. It was Ibra after Negicha, and the Vlad was there b'shas the Gemara din, and b'meil it's asas ubi yerech imay. So the Rambam holds, if it's asu, if it wasn't there b'shas the Negicha, it was asu because of the Gemara din, so there, you can't make a chalois skila. You can't make a din that it's niskal, it's ubi yerech imay. That would just make it is asu ba'na. But if the Vlad was there b'shas the Negicha, then Avadah has a din skila. So the Rambam learns that Nesarev Bachayim is talking about a case where the Vlad was there b'shas the Negicha. It's a little bit shvayt to learn the Braisa that way, because the first part of the Brayse of the Gemara is saying it's talking about the Vlad wasn't there b'shas in the Gicha. It's talking about the Vlad was there b'shas in the Gemara Din. But the Sarah Bechayim is a new case where the Vlad was there b'shas in the Gicha. Then there's a Chiyuv Skila. That's where Reb Chaim learns. It's Meduyik very good in the Rambam that way. The Rambam Mefurish and Halacha Yudi talks about the Shor. And then in Halacha Yudalf he says, Parmu Beresh Amisa Sa'adam Hari Uber Kamaya Hiva Arba Nichu Hiva Arba Nibra Hari Uber Kamaya, that means the Kaz Mamash Adin Skila. And then it says Nochav v'misav akach masarbra. Then it says the Mishloinim b'din esav yolda koydig ma'adin v'lad the mutter. V'm yolda akach ma'adin. The Rambam just says v'lad the aser. Doesn't say kamoya. He says v'lad the aser she'ubi erech imayu. It's aser. Don't say that it's niskal. V'nesarav v'lad zeh ba'achayim. Koyin says kol mekibat shemusu sham. So Reb Chaim is doing the end of the Braisa that says the Sarah Bar Chaim is not going back on the case with a Vlad where she was Ibra after the Negicha and the Vlad was there B'Shas G'mar Din. It's going on the case where it was Muberis already B'Shas Negicha. There there's a Chiv Skila on the Vlad because who of Vlad the Narchu? That's Reb Chaim's Yishev on the Rambam. So there's the Maskana Segemara. That if the Ubu was there b'shas the negicha, so then it's killed, that's who avod and arku. And if the Ubu was there b'shas the gemar din, then it's killed, that's ubi erich imay. There's a big shayl in the Rishayim, Taisus here, Dev Maskel ubi erich imay, talks about it by Richas, and other Rishayim here, and also the Rishayim in Chul. And there's a big problem, because a lot of places the Gemara is mashru paskin ubi erich imay, and the Gemara in Chulin, Nafnan Ches, is mashru paskin ubi live erich imay, because when the mother is trefa, we paskin the vlad is mutter. And Taisa's first mahalach is that normally you pass can ubi erich imay. A treifa is different because since the vlad has its chias on itself, so it can't be asa al treifa because it has its egg and a chias. And Taisa the end brings Rabbeinu Tam that paskins bederkal ubalav erich imay. And Taisa doesn't go through the arichas here, but Taisa in Bava Kama Daf Mem Zayin explains that Rav's din of hi uvlad the nirvu, hi uvlad the nachu is not totally ubi erich imay, even if he'll ubalav erich imay. But since it was there, b'shas the negicha, so it participated in the negicha. And since it was there, b'shas the revia, it was nene from the revia, so mele, the vlad is mamash in the geich and the nirva itself. But Taisus here in the beginning, the first Taisus here, that paskins ubi erchim and emza faked, that Rava holds, since he holds he of vlad the nachu, he of vlad the nirvu, that only goes to what's ubi erchim. Now there's two cases. It's ubi erchim when you have the gemar din, and the gemar din on the mother is chal on the vlad. And you have another din of ubi erchimai, that the negich of the mother, the vlad is also considered negich, just like the mother, ubi erchimai, but it has to go to ubi erchimai. So the Teres Chaim here is mayach a little bit. He says he doesn't understand Taiz of Avakama. How could you say the vlad is negich? The vlad is not negich b'chlau. Bishleim, if it's one big guf, so mela, you say the entire guf of the behemoth participated in the negicha. But if you say ubi lav erchimai, it's a separate guf, the ubi was... The Uba didn't know anything. The Uba was folded up inside the mother without any participation in the Gicha B'chal. It didn't know anything. How could you call it being Negeach? And Nirva also. It's a Pella. The Uba was a Nirva B'chal. The mother was Nirva. The Uba was a Nirva. What's the pshat in that? Teres Chaim is very schwer in Teres above a Kamadaf Mem Zayin that says that he Vlad can Nachu, he Vlad the Nirvu doesn't have to come on to Ubi Erech Imai. What's the pshat in that? Then this is the stipler in Ksuva Simeon Gimel. He brings even a bigger kasha, brings from the Sefer Ner Mitzvah, that even if he can consider the vlad did participate in the negicha, which is the chayish shver, the chayish not do with the negicha, it was inside the mother, it wasn't negech. But even if you say yeah, there's a halacha that a shoret stand in his kasha l'mizbech. If you have a bullfight and you train the bull to fight, so that's called an einus. That's called not that the shor was an achen. You ate stran. You told it to be negeach. A shor it's standing is kosher. There's no din shor nisko in that case. So yes, the vlad had no choice in the matter. Even if you say the vlad did the negicha, but the vlad didn't decide to do a negicha, it shouldn't be worse than shor it's standing. It's a negicha ba'inis. It shouldn't be chayiv misa. Chayr is very shred. And the stipler in Simon Yud Gimel and Ksuvis, he wants to answer Al Pi the Ran. The Ran in Chulin, he wants to say, even Lagabe, the case of if someone is, if an Eved can't be Mazak and a Shtar Shikhar for another Eved, Miyad Rabbe Shaloi. If the Eved's own master gives him a Shtar Shikhar for another Eved, it doesn't work because Miyad Eved Kiyad Rabbe, and it never left the master's hand. But still, the Gemara says you can mishacher the uber of a shivcha because it's nasik hikmal echad meivareha. That's like giving it to the eved itself, which does work. So that's a rai ubi erechimai. So the Ran says it's not an ubi erechimai because he says even if uber is lav erechimai, it's still yodai ki ada. What's the pshat in that? If it's uber lav erechimai, so what's the pshat yodai ki ada? It's a different goof. So the Stipe says a gavaldigi yisayin. Ubi erech imay means if a chalais is chal in the mother, is that chal in the uber also? Is it one guf? So any chalais is chal in the mother is chal in the uber, like a gemara din femisa, like hektish by kabanis. You find this thing if you could be makdish the mother to be a shlamim or a chatas, if that kachim is chal in the uber. So that's totally ubi erchima, ubi aibi erchima. Ubi erchima is any chalais is chal on the mother is chal on the ubi also. It's one goof, it's one entity. Ubi aibi erchima is two entities. So melech bechalais to be chal on the mother, not be chal on the ubi. But benegay a maisa that the mother does, that blinds the ubi's maisa. That's without ubi erchima. Ubi erchima, ubi aibi erchima is a pshat that it's a different goof. But still, it's genug attached to the mother that if the mother does a maisa, that blames uber to the maisa. Just like when a shor is negech, you don't say that the horn is negech, but the foot wasn't negech, the shor bit someone. You don't say the teeth did the biting, but the stomach didn't do anything. Teretz says it's one goof, it's one thing. The maisa is miyuchas to the whole shor. Even a part of the shor that didn't participate bechlal in the maisa, it doesn't matter. The maisa is miyuchas to the whole shor. So the maisa is miyuchas to the uber also. Even if the uber is considered a separate guf be'etzim, they can have a chalois on the uber without the mother, a chalois on the mother without the uber. But a maisa that the mother does is miyuchas to the uber as well. And that's a pshan and taisa's akhtestayp law, that hu yuvla the nacha doesn't have to come on the ubi erichimai. Because there's two dinim. There's one din, any chalois that's chal, a hektish, an iser, treifus, a gemar din, all these chalaisin that are chal on the mother, the chal on the uba derech memel, that if you hold uba yerechim, the chal on the uba derech memel, if you hold uba lav yerechim, then not necessarily chal on the uba could be considered a separate goof, a separate entity. But when the mother does a maisa, so the entire mother does the maisa, that includes the uba. The uba is also considered the bala maisa. So that's the pshat, he avod the nachu, he avod the nirvu. The Baal, that's a maisa that the mother does, the Uba is also doing the maisa. So you don't say it's doing it ba'inis. The Baal, the mother is doing the maisa beratzin, the whole mother is doing the maisa beratzin, that includes the Uba. So Meil, if you say, we could answer the Teres Chaim's kasha, it's not a kasha that what the Uba didn't do the negicha. Avada, if the Uba is mamish and ganz and separate, it didn't do the negicha. But the Uba is genug connected to the mother that a maisa that the mother does is miyuchas to the Uba, so the Uba did do the negicha, the Uba did do the revia. It's not a kasha that it was an einus on the negicha. It's one maisa negicha that wasn't done by einus, which is miyuchas to the Uba as well. That's the stipler's word. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah went further, that what's the din if kol chai v'misish and sarva b'zehazeh nedoinim b'kalo. If you have two chai v'misis, and then a sarva, you don't know which is mechuyiv, which misa, they need them both the people that in Asarev, all the people in Asarev need them with the most lenient misa. Haneskolim bin Asrafin. If let's say people that mechayiv skila on Asarev, people mechayiv shreif, you don't know who's mechayiv skila, who's mechayiv shreif. Reb Shimon, I'm nidayinim b'skila. She's shreif v'chamura. Reb Shimon knows that shreif is chamura. Like we had before, in the beginning of the seventh perek. And Mimela, they get skila, because skila is the chamur, and dainim is shreif, which is skila chamura. And the Mishnah goes on. And the Gemara says, Masnul Rav Cheskel, Rami Brei, and Estrofen ben Eskolin, Rav Cheskel taught Rami, and Estrofen ben Eskolin, and Shemi dainim is skila, shesreif chamura. So Amle Rav Yehuda, Abel, Tisnai Hachi, don't learn Estrofen ben Eskolin, because that would mean that Rav and Eskolin, anyway, so my image in the Shreif and Chamur, tabulate the Rub and Eskolin, and Elachi is nine Eskolin, and Estrafim, and Shemem, Yedene, Beskila, Shreif and Chamur. And the Gemara goes on. So it's a very interesting thesis. Thesis in the bottom of Payamid base, he brings that the Rivom has the Kasha to Rabbeinu Tam. What's Takab Shat? We find in the Gemara in Chulin, that you go Basarav, Vedin, and Nefashis. So what's Takab Shat, then Eskolin, and Estrafim? When Rav on Esrafin, still they get skila, even though Amid on Eskolim, because he died in Bekala, why? Why don't you give everyone Shreif on Shreif, you should go Basarav? I say, factory Vam. So Taisus here says two Turutzim. And Taisus also has the same Kasha in Zvachim Daf Ayin, and Echulim Daf Yidal from a base, and in Zvachim and Echulim, Taisus is Mesef another two Turutzim to the Kasha. And I want to go through all four Turutzim. And the most simple teretz, which Taisa says in all three places, is Taisa's second teretz here. They don't go Basarav because it's Kavua. Kol Kavua, Kamach Sal Machsa, it's Kavua. The Gemara says in Zvachim, that by the Kol HaZvachim, that Nesarav Vem Shar Niskel, it says, Yemusukul, and the Gemara says, Wani Yenech Bashinu V'neidinu, Wani Yesend them away and make it called the Parish Ruba Parish. And the Gemara there says, Gzeir Shem Ikech Min HaKavua. So here also, he's saying that the answer is Kavua, so why don't we just make them Parish? And then you'll be able to give them Sreifa. So Taisus is to do it either because you're not going to make it parish to be machmer on them, you leave it kavua and you'll be makel on them, or the pshat is say shemikach mina kavua. But that's the chaya parsha to teretz. So that's him. You'd go basurayv and give them sreifa. Now it's kavua. What's Taka Pshat and Taisus kasha that he doesn't hold it's kavua and other turitzim? Taisus says in other places in Zvachim and other places that the kavua is only kavua midirabanan there. It's only kavua midirabanan because midiraisa, any time the isser is not nikir, you don't say kavua adarabi. You say that the isser is batal. So bemis in the kavua is only kavua midirabanan. So maybe Taisus wants to explain, even without kavua, even midiraisa, why he wouldn't be able to go basarayf. But that's Taisus Teretz, the Parashat Teretz is kavua. And even though it's not Mekayim Niker, but Midarabanan it's kavua. Or maybe this Teretz holds Midarais, it's kavua. Even though it's not Mekayim Niker, Al-Kabanim, Teretz is kavua. But Taisus' first Teretz here is interesting Teretz. Taisus' Teretz is that you're not going to go Basar Rav to Mechayiv someone that's completely innocent. Taisus Gemara there says, Arai, you go Basar Rav since you kill her Itzeach. But how do you know? Maybe the one he killed was a treifa. And Zerayi Goba Sarayiv. So there, killing a treifa is also a Maisu Ritzicha. That's what Taisus means. As they state in Rambam, in Perek Beis Nuch Sitzeh, killing a treifa is also a Maisu Ritzicha. So he did a Maisu Ritzicha. Novus, then there's a Ptur. There's a Ptur. If killing a treifa is a Ptur, it's not called an Nefesh. It's a Ptur from the Chi of Misa. But the Etzim Averi did. The Rashaila is if there's a Ptur. So Raif takes away the Ptur. But if you didn't do that very bechlal, you can't give him a misa because of a raiv. As I state in Taisus. The Chassam Sefer in Chulin asks Akasha, Lefiz there, what's the pshat in the Gemara that says, Maka Aviv v'imai? Maka Aviv, how do you know it's Aviv? Maybe it's not an Aviv, maybe his mother was Mizana. Elamai Yigobas Arayv, and Rav Bilas Al Chachar Abal. So there the pshat is Yigobas Arayv to Mechayvim. As I never did this, so Maka Aviv, it's not Aviv. So you're being mechayiv someone who bechlal didn't do an issa without the raiv. I mean, he hit somebody, but that's not the issa bechlal. That's a completely different issa. So Zakuk Sam Seif in Chassan, we bound this muchzik that it's his father. And we know when it's his father, Betzim, and also Ungenomen. So that's called he did an issa. That's called he did an aveir. Now, then you have a suffix. Maybe it's not his father. That's a ptur. The suffix, maybe it's not his father, it's not a ptur. Pashas is his father. Even without going basar raiv, it's called he did an aveir. Novas, you have a ptur, because you have a suffix, you have a kshash. Maybe it's not his father. Pashas, it is his father. So that's also called he did the aveira. No, it's a technical ptur, because maybe it's not his father. So now the raif can take off the ptur. But the raif can't go and give an einish to somebody who otherwise bechlal didn't do the aveira. These are the two terutzim that Taisus says here. Taisus Zvachim says in other terutz, that if you're going to say raif, so kum Taisus, you're going to give everybody sreifa. And that's a sheker, because somebody's not mechliyim shreifa here. If you're going to say Raif, you're going to have everybody shreifa, and that's a sheker. So mainly, Raif can't give anyone shreifa. Raif can't give everyone a shreifa, because that's a sheker. Not everyone's mechliyim shreifa. So since Raif can't give everyone shreifa, and how are you going to know who to give shreifa to who not? So mainly, you can't go bust the Raif altogether. In Geshmakeshvar, there are Bechanan in Ksuvah and Kovit Shurim, Ksuvah, Ice Lamites, and Kovit Shurim. He asks, so what about the Gemara that by Kol HaZvachim, Shinasar Vem Shar Niskel, it says, Yemusu Kulam, and the Gemara says, Lebchashinu V'naidinu. Why don't you make a Kovit? Why don't you take them, make them parish, and call the parish Meruba parish? So there also, you're going to bring all the Karbanis, will come at the Raves telling you a Sheker. Because one of them is a Shar Niskel. So the emes is, he says, the Rosh asks the Kash, and the Rosh is Enechinami. When you get to the last two, you stop. So Vekta B'chanan, so why don't you say the same thing here? So don't give everyone Sreifa. Give Sreifa one by one. When you get to the last one, you stop, and you don't give that person Sreifa. Mele won't be a Sheker. Hazakta B'chanan, aglat the Teretz. That over there, the violet's Kavua. Right now it's Kavua. One of them becomes Parish, called the Parish Muba Parish. That's not a sheker. One of them becomes parish, called the parish muba parish. Then the next one becomes parish. Right, they call the parish muba parish. Until you get to the point where then it's a vadei sheker. But till then, you could be makif all the ones that are parish because they're the only ones that are parish. So the rav's only passing on them. Mashenkin here, Taisus in the kashen in this teretz nemdon. That it's not kavua. Like we said, it's not mekayim nikah, so it doesn't wipe kavua. So kum dais the rav kapaskin right now in all of them. It's not that the rave is only passing on one. There's the same rave on every one of them. So male, the rave is telling you a sheker. So then you don't go bus the rave. You see, in Kaivet Sa'aris, he explains in a place, the chilti chazak and rave. Chazak, you have a shnei shvilim, even though the chazak is telling you that each one is tar, you have shnei shvilim. One's tummy, one's tar. Two people walked on them. We don't know who walked on the tummy, who walked on the tar. They both have a cheskes tar. They're both tar. Ayitz a sheker. So he says it's chaluk. By chazak, it's not if shach chazak is mevar the suffik. Chazak is a din. It's a suffik, but we go about the chazaka. So mamela, it doesn't matter that it's a sheker. Chazak is anyway not being mevar the suffik. Chazak is a din. You stay mecheskes tar. So it doesn't matter if it's a tarti desasi. Mashegin rave is a beer. If the beer in Lamaisa Vinishvi is telling you something which is not true, so it's not a beer altogether. So you can't use that beer altogether. So that's the chilek he's saying in Kovit Shurim, that when one is parished, it might only be mevar that one. So that one, you have a raif, and the other ones are still kavua. But shaking here, when ending on, it's not kavua. We're not going with kavua. So it might have a raif on all of them. And to say that all of them in the shrafen is not true. So the raif doesn't work. The raif is telling you something's not true. It can't be mevar that way. A chazak is not being mevar. A chazak is telling you that this one, you have a right to be misnai that it's Torah. And this one, you have a right to be misnai that it's Torah. I insist here, it doesn't matter. But a beer, if the beer is going to end up with something that's not true, it's can beer, so you can't use it all together. So these are the three turrets in the Vaila. The easiest turret is called Kavua, but then you're going to have to say that even though it's not Nikim Kaimi, it's called Kavua. Then you have in Shasanta Teretz that Rav could only work with Din Nefashis if someone really did the Aveira. That a Shailas maybe is Potter anyway, the Rav can Mechayev him. But it can't be Mechayev someone that didn't do the Aveira in Gansen. And then we have the Teretz of Taizen Zvachim that you can't use the Rav if the Rav is going to say that everyone's a Srafan and that's not true, so you can't use the Rav altogether. Then you have a very interesting what Taizen Chul Naf Yad Aleph says. Taizen Chul says he is Said. You only say Rav by Din Nefashis to go and say that somebody's Chayev Misa if otherwise he'd be Potter. But if anyway you're going to give a Misa and the Rav is coming to tell you to give him a Mohammedic Misa, then you don't say Rav. Dash Tei Taisen Chulin. And the Chayev is a Pel in Svar. What's the Pshad in the Svar? What's the Svar for that? The Ksam Seifa says, because the Pshad is, if the Rav tells you without the Rav will be Potter for Misa, so kum dais will be chsan and biat rami kibecha. So then you go over the rave. But anyway, you're killing him. Anyway, you're being mekayim and biat rami kibecha. So meila for that, you don't go over the rave to give mechamed the kemisa. But lechayah, what's the pshat in that? So did you ever to go over the rave when you need to go over the rave? Because otherwise, it won't be biat rami kibecha. Then you go over the rave. But if you have biat rami kibecha, it's just for a chaim ramisa. Then you do go over the rave. Why is the rave for the eved b'cha? Why don't you go over the rave? It's very shver. We'll speak about the svara first, but it's interesting. The Lev Aryeh, the Endachsam Sefer in Chulin, they say the Velt has a kasha on this tesis. The ganze Velt has a kasha that a basish kain gets sreifa. Otherwise, she's not a kain. She gets fennec. She's a basish kain that's mezana. She gets sreifa. So, fact the Velt. How do we know she's a kain? Maybe it's not a father. Every time we say, how do you know someone's a father? That's what the Gemara brought around. They go basereif. So Frek developed, but here, anyway, you're going to kill Am B'chenek. If she's not a Basish Kayin, she'll get Chenek. The Rav says instead of getting Chenek, she gets Sreifa. So Vaita, the Rav is telling you to be Mechuyev Misa either way, and the Rav's telling you she gets a Mohammedic Misa. I, Taisa says, you say, you don't go Basir Rav. From the fact that Taisa says that a Bas Kayin gets Sreifa, and the only way we know she's a Bas Kayin is Al Sreif, that teaches that you say Rav not only to Mechayev Misa, but you say, Rav, even if someone that's already Mechuyiv Misa, to get a Mohammedic Misa, not like Taisus. So the Lev Ari says a happy Teretz. He says, this is what the Olam says. That the case of Asish Kain could be a case where the father was Mekabel Kedushin for her. If the father was Mekabel Kedushin for her, so then be Manavshach. If it's not a father, so she doesn't get Misa. So Kumdes, you need the Rav to say, Bechlal, she gets Misa. Because how do you know it's the father and the Kedushin works? Maybe he's not the father and the Kedushin doesn't work. Elamai, the Rav says that she gets Misa. Once we're saying it's the father, because without the Rav, Bechlal, she wouldn't get Misa. If that's her father, then she's a Basish Kayim, a Mela, so she'll get Sreifa. If she's Makabal Kedushin herself, so then Enichanami, you give a Chenek, because how do you know it's a father? Rav doesn't tell you. If she's anyway getting Misa, Rav's not going to give a Mohammedic Misa. But the case where Bas Kayin gets Sreifa is, if it wouldn't be the father, she'd be Potter. What's the case? When the father's Mekabel Kedushin for her. So male, the Reiv is telling you that she gets Misa altogether, and then you could go Masa the Reiv, the male, she'll get Sreifa. A happy terz. Sam Sefer says more Pasha. The Sam Sefer says the Reiv over there is not directly about Misa. You anyway have to know that it's the father. There got to be other things. So it's already Hochzak. It's already a host like we have the other dinim as the father, but mainly you're not going the Rav directly for Misa. Over here by Niskalm and Nisraf, and the Rav is directly for Misa. Now Shane Cain, the Rav of the father, is first negated to other things, to keep it off, to other things, to Kedushin. It's negated to know the father. Once you stell the back the Rav, Stamazai, so then the Nela, you go back to the Rav for Misa, als Yurzak. That's already Yurzak already, that it's the father, mainly can use it for other things also. But the shaila is, what's the svar? It's a very shver svar, like we said. What's the svar that you go basarayiv to say that someone who's not mechuyiv misa is mechuyiv misa, but you don't go basarayiv to say that someone who's already mechuyiv misa should get a mochamed to give misa? What's the svar for it? So there's einig yantiv. It's in Simon Dalad and einig yantiv. He says the gavaldig yisayiv and einig yantiv, very famous einig yantiv, that bitul barayiv only works to be mesalik dinim. It doesn't work to give dinim. That's what he says. L'mashal, let's say it was this arev wool that was nitva shalai lishma, a mead of wool with rave wool that was nitva lishma. So like that yantif, you can't use it for tzitzis. Because I bitul b'raiv. Bitul b'raiv can only be mesalik dinim, it can't give dinim. A lot of achrayim argue on him. So he says that that's a pshat in this tesis. You want to give somebody shreifa, that's giving a din. This is a case of bitul b'raiv itainis. Because it's a teruvis. So it's a case of bitul b'raiv. Bittul B'raiv Zakhtar can only be Mesalik Dinim. It can't give Dinim. In order to go and say they get Shreif, you have to give them a Din. You have to lay two a Din. So just like the Shema, you can't give us Bittul B'raiv. You can't give a Chiv Shreif on Bittul B'raiv. Now, that's how he explains it. That's how he answers the Velt's Kasha. Basish Kain is not a Din of Bittul B'raiv. Basish Kain is Yigo Basir Raiv. Raiv is Mavaya that she's a Kain. Mamela, she can get Shreif. It's a Din of Bittul. Bittul only works to take off dinim, to take off isurim, to make it, to take off the iser, but doesn't give new dinim, it doesn't give a din l'shma, who then won't give a chiyuv sreifa. But I don't understand the ein yantiv at all. I got this svar, but it's only to do with taisus. If the pshan is that bittul can't give you a din sreifa, so koshkein, it can't give someone who's potter a din chiyuv misa. So stam, you can answer taisus kash if you want. That this is the case of bittul b'raiv, and bittul b'raiv only takes off dinim, it doesn't give tzu dinim. And mainly, you can't be mechayiv someone misa altogether. It's with the Rav. The Gemara that says that you go bas Rav for misa is when Rav is mevar. Rav is mevar. That she's not an islandess. Rav is mevar that he's a ben sarimur, that he's not an av. Rav is mevar that it's maka of a ve'imai. A beer of Rav, you say, lagami misa. Mashenge bitul b'Rav. You can't be mechayiv misa with bitul b'Rav. Or mechayiv a chamadik a misa bitul b'Rav. Because bittul b'raiv can only take off dinim, it can't give dinim. Maybe it's a good teretz. Taisus doesn't say that teretz. Taisus vayisus holds not that way. Or Taisus holds is not really a case of bittul b'raiv. This is a case of hazlina b'asarayv. V'yesh l'harech b'zeh. What's bittul b'raiv? What's hazlina b'asarayv? V'en kamakam l'harech. But Taisus says that there's a chilek between going from potter to chayiv or going from chayiv one misa to chayiv a chamadik misa. The only other svar is not explaining any such chiluk b'chlal. His svar with zicha apply also that you don't go from pata to chayiv. So I don't understand how the only other for saying his svar has any shaykh as the tais and chul and daf yin aleph. Metzarechin got the love and dvar of akadashim. The Aruch Lanei says a different svar. The Aruch Lanei says he also goes to dvar the bittul b'raiv. But he says like this. For bittul b'raiv, just like the Ran says in the sixth parak in the Dara Masvar of Davi Sheishle Matirim, that bittul b'raiv is only when you have two things, one is us and one is mutter. They're misnagged to each other, so the us becomes mutter. You have a misnagdus. Mashenge Davi Sheishle Matirim. One is mutter now, one is mutter later. They're not misnagged, so you can't have a bittul b'raiv. So after the same story here, when one is chayiv misa and one is patifah misa, so they're misnagged to each other. Bittul b'raiv could say that the potter becomes chayiv misa. Mashen came, one is chayiv misa chamura, and one is chayiv misa kala. That's a shaymin b'mina. They're both chayiv misa. It's like davish eish l'matim. One is mutter now, one is mutter lachas man. That doesn't have misnagged to each other. You can't say bittul b'raiv. Fine, it's a very geschmackish story, but you have to say, just like by the Gant, if it here, it's Inyan Abitl Barayv, not Alina Vizlina Basarayv. But what bothers me is like this. We said four terutzim, yeah? We said a teretz is kavua. That's why you don't go basarayv. We said a teretz because rayv is only mechayiv someone misa if he did an aveira, but the shayla is a chayiv a punter, then rayv can be mechayiv him. But if the shayla didn't do an aveira b'chlal, rayv can't be mechayiv him if maybe he didn't do an aveira b'chlal. We said a teretz that rayv doesn't work because there's a vadei sheker here. Yeah? Rav is going to say, everyone's chayiv sreif, and that's vadei sheker, so Rav doesn't work. And we said at Teretz, that Rav is only mechayiv misa to someone who's potter for misa, but it's not going to mechayiv someone a chomedik a misa if he's ready chayiv a misa kal. These are the four terutzim. But Fregich, I don't understand, the Gemara earlier is mavur another case. The Gemara earlier, on Ayin Tassim and Beis, we spoke about this in the beginning of the Shia, where it's saying, shenig medinai, Shaloi nig medinai. Shinesayiv and Reisim Lechem shenig medinam. Reiv and Reisim and nig medinam. One Reitzayach is loi nig medinai. And Peturim. Kulim Peturim. So first of all, the whole Taiz and Chulim doesn't stem. Taiz and Chulim is being mechalik. And the reason why in the Shrafim and the Skolim you don't go by Sarayiv. Because anyway, if you're going to kill them, you don't Sarayiv to give them Muhammad the Gemisa. But I have a Kasha. There's a Gemara that says in a similar case, when you have someone who's not mechuyev misa, who was loinig medinai, and you have roiv that are mechuyev misa, who's nig medinam, in that case also you don't go basarayiv, paichim kulam. So what do you gain by saying this teretz from the shavim and the skullin if you have mamish the same case by pater and chayiv, and also you don't go basarayiv, everyone's pater? I didn't see anyone ask this kash, it's a tmiya to me. However you learn this svara, but the Gemara says a klar by pater and chayiv also. What Taisus here answers the kasha. Taisus answers the kasha, you only say Raiv to Mechayiv someone that didn't have Aveira, but maybe it's Pata, it's a Trefa. So Mele Raiv says he's Chayiv. Mashiach, if it could be, he didn't do the Aveira, but Chlal, Raiv doesn't say that he's Chayiv. There they all did the Aveira. Other Abba, Behuda says Kaisan Eisel the Kippah. They all did the Aveira over there. The Shaila is he Chayiv, because it was Nigma Dinai, or you're Pata from a technicality of Engar Medina Shonavala Bafanav. But also he didn't have air. So why did you say Raiv to Mechayev all of them? So these two terutzim, however you understand them, would only be a teretz on the Shrafim and the Skolim. It won't be a teretz on Ritzeach, Shalaynig Medina, Shalaynig Medina, Shalaynig Medina, Shalaynig Medina. The other two terutzim, the teretz of Kavua, that would answer that also. It's Kavua, so Mel, Pater, all of them, it's Kavua. The teretz is that the Raiv is telling you a vadeh sheker. That's also, the Raiv is telling you everyone's chayiv misa, and one of them's not chayiv misa. So also, you have to pat all them, because you can't go bust the Raiv. But the teretz that Raiv is only mechayiv misa to someone who's potter, not mechayiv a misa chamur to someone who's already chayiv. And the teretz that Raiv can only be mechayiv misa to someone who did the aveira, as opposed to mechayiv for someone who b'chol didn't do the aveira, both of those terutzim l'chare don't stim with the tzeach shalanig medinai, shenesayiv emreitzim mechayim shenig medinam. I don't have a teretz with Tzarechian.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.